your Fell For It Again compilation.
I did vote for Mr. Trump. Deporting the criminals is a great policy. These foundations are poured, ready to go, and we can't even start the construction on them. But we voted for the American dream, and unfortunately, right now, we're not seeing that.
For months, federal agents have been sweeping up workers at construction sites in South Texas.
ICE has raided us anywhere between 10 to 15 times throughout different subdivisions.
Now, work sites across the Rio Grande Valley have ground to a halt. And that's got some Trump supporters in this midterm battleground changing their minds.
These people would just show up to our job sites with no warrants, taking all our workers, even the workers with proper documentation.
Many who work in the construction industry here told us they largely rely on immigrant workers, some of whom are undocumented. DHS did not respond to the Times' request for comment. But in a previous statement, it said these raids protect the nation's workforce.
I've supported Mr. Trump in every election that he's been a part of. We just never thought that this would come and affect us.
I hate you so much, and I genuinely think you should be deported. Seriously? Come on. The Hispanic pick-me shit has to be... These people have to be treated with contempt for the rest of their lives. We can't move past this, man. These Uncle Tom motherfuckers need to be socially shamed forever. It's crazy that they're open to say, like, oh, I just got fooled by it. Contrary to all evidence and the rhetoric of everyone next to the president, including the president, I didn't think they'd go after nonviolent illegals. What do you want? What do you want? It's funny. The White House has shifted the rhetoric on this, too. Just yesterday, the White House posted this graphic bragging about net immigration falling everywhere across America. Not illegal immigration, just immigration. They're literally bragging about the fact that they've made this country less desirable to be in. These immigration statistics don't factor in illegal. They're just talking about immigration in general. Like, they're bragging about this. It's really bad, too. Yeah, for sure. Yesterday, the Supreme Court held that ICE can hold immigrants without bail. Yeah, that sounds like something they would do. Appeals court sides with, this isn't the Supreme Court. This is the appeals court. Sides with Trump administration on detaining immigrants without bond. Appeals court ruled Wednesday. Nice. Cool. Super cool. Yeah, I'm not risking traveling to the U.S. anytime soon. You really shouldn't. You shouldn't be here.
In the construction industry, but most importantly, affect our economy here in South Texas.
We are seeing a reduction of almost 60% of our volume on the residential side of our business. We applied for bankruptcy in December.
We saw a drop in sales of about $5.3 million. For 40 years, we had never laid anybody off, and until this happened, we were forced to.
And beyond construction, local businesses say fear is keeping shoppers at home.
And there's been a lot of loss of sales because of that. It killed us this year.
Construction is one of the main pillars to the economy here. Everybody's hurting.
In the Rio Grande Valley, two of President Trump's top priorities, the economy and mass deportation, are colliding as ICE raids upend the construction industry. And at a parade along the U.S.-Mexico border, Democrats are trying to capitalize on voters' frustration.
Hey!
The economic implications are huge.
I know that
people
guy.
People who voted for Trump are no longer doing it because they can't afford to do it anymore.
For decades, the Rio Grande Valley, where more than 80% of the population is Latino, reliably voted for Democrats. Then in 2024, voters here swung further toward President Trump than almost anywhere else in the country.
You know, I think Democrats stopped showing up here. They took this community for granted. And so when Republican politicians showed up and made big promises, people took a chance. A year later, we're seeing those promises weren't kept.
So we were going to build 196 apartments here in a year. But because of all the ICE raids and all the enforcements that we've been seeing, it's going to take us 3 years now to go ahead and finish this development.
County property records show these slowdowns have spread throughout the industry as banks that lend to home builders report fewer transactions.
We were seeing certain banks that did that kind of lending suddenly have much slower activity. Those numbers were declining about 30 to 40%. We weren't sure why exactly. And I started asking some of these lenders, what is going on? We found out that they were struggling to keep their people.
Dumbass voters. You know what pisses me off the most? I don't think it had to be this way. I have no way of verifying this. But in my opinion, my belief is that if we went back, say, 150 years in American democracy, which was not very good democracy-wise, because you might remember 150 years ago, not everyone could vote. But if we went back 150 years, before, I guess I would call the modern wave of capital acquisition, like the post-industrial boom and consolidation of the news media and so on, if we went back to like Gilded Age politics, my guess would be that people were, on average, stupider, like less educated, but there was a more coherent link between what they believed and what they voted for. Maybe I'm completely wrong on that, but based on, admittedly, the very little information that I have, I guess. Yeah, I think if we go back to that, because I keep saying it, but I think it's a good way of demonstrating the point, the effect and the affect aligned more. I'm not saying that they made better decisions. It's more that, like, the people who wanted a thing were pitched to by politicians offering the thing. And if you didn't want the thing, you had the other guy. Whereas nowadays, it seems like it's such an incoherent mess, you know? And I think part of that is that politicians have gotten much less sincere, which I 100% believe. And I think part of it is also that we hadn't yet engineered this, like, multi-billion dollar disinformation industry. Like, obviously people lied all the time back then, but the machinery for lying was much less sophisticated, you know? Maybe I'm completely wrong on that. I want to believe that it is possible for democracy to function without this, without a Hispanic guy being like, well, I didn't think he'd go after all the illegals when he kept saying he would, you know. I have to believe it can be better than this. But if this is all democracy can be, then no, I don't really believe in it, I guess. I guess I would just prefer a more managed democracy, just like in a different direction. I need like a hope pill. I need to remember, I want to believe that it can be better than this. You know what I mean? But man, it is really fucked. I know the long arm of the capital class extends far and wide, but like even in countries like the Netherlands or Sweden or Finland or Norway, they still vote in retard populist racists because they got radicalized on like, ooh, Somalis are coming to your country or whatever. The Syrian refugee crisis led to a big rightward shift, even in countries that are relatively much more democratic than the United States. Again, I blame the internet. Yeah, I know. And the internet's definitely part of it. I don't know. Like, what? How much do you have to tweak the numbers? How much better do you have to make all the priors before you get the right outcomes? You know what I mean? Weren't they much more xenophobic than today? Yeah, but like, in terms of how healthy your democracy is, I think it's healthier for xenophobic voters to vote for xenophobic politicians who pass xenophobic policies than for dumbass fucking Hispanic dudes to be like, well, I didn't know he'd go after all the illegals, because that refers to a disconnect between the intentions of the voter and the outcome of the policy that the person the voter voted for implements. You know what I mean? It means that it's more difficult to track the relationship between what you believe and what you want and what the government actually does, which kind of is like definitionally what the democracy is supposed to do. You know what I mean? Everywhere is the same. Orban has made a career of it and nobody wants to live in the country, not even Hungarians. And he's won like 5 to 6 elections. Yes. Or like Britain, dude. Like Britain has been fucking raped to death by austerity policies over the past 25 years. And then they keep voting in people who keep doing the same things. Like, from Blair to the Tories, all fucking 50 of them that have been prime minister in the past 20 years, to Starmer, they're all like the same guy. They literally are. And then the reform candidate is like, we're also going to prioritize the pensioners and do austerity politics. And then fucking the working class party, the Corbyn's party that fell to the wayside the moment they announced and then didn't change their fucking name, they were also like, we're going to raise more money for the pensioners. Your party, yeah. There is just like an unconscionable disconnect between what voters want, what they say they want, and what they vote for. And that, to me, if that disconnect gets too big, then how do you even have a democracy? Like, your democracy is literally just like a fun show. Like, it's like an aesthetic. I'm not even talking about the wealthy controlling everything. I just mean, like, due to a combination of factors, including disinformation and bad education and so on and so forth, like, if there's no connection between what people want and what, like, this is how I feel when in many states in America, a majority of people are in favor of progressive policies, Medicare for all, legalized marijuana, so on and so forth. But then it just doesn't happen. Like in Florida, they vote in favor of legal marijuana. They vote in favor of re-enfranchising felons. They, like, Kansas was in favor of protecting a woman's right to an abortion. And what happens? It just doesn't, it gets shot down. And no one asked themselves, the biggest one, the biggest litmus test is Israel. Because nobody in America wants to tank the global economy so Israel can rebuild its biblical borders. Nobody in America wants that. Nobody in America wants that. But every politician will die before they criticize it. They would rather fall on their sword than criticize it. They will all, Democrats and Republicans in lockstep, consciously lie over and over and over again to protect the same group of genocidal maniacs. It's the same in Japan to the LDP. Yeah, it is the same in Japan, 100%. Yeah, everyone knows the country has been on the downturn for decades, but they keep voting in the same fucking people. Yeah, this is what, like, I want to believe in democracy. So I need to believe there is a way of structuring a modern economy and a modern society so that you don't have this ridiculous disconnect between voters' perceived self-interest, actual self-interest, and what the government actually does. I need a hero. You can't construct a utopia. I am not asking for a utopia, man. I think I'm asking for a very reasonable bar here, which is a relationship between the voters' self-interest, perceived self-interest, and the positions of the candidates that they elect. That's all. I think that's very reasonable. It's the point of the system.
People on the jobs because of ICE.
In February, Mario requested a meeting with ICE through his congressional representatives. He went to Washington, D.C. with a few other builders and pleaded with them to ease up on job sites in South Texas.
They basically told us that if a construction site is not fenced in, it's considered public property, and that's why they don't have to show a warrant. So we started fencing in all our properties.
He said that after the meeting, ICE activity at job sites did decline, but the damage had already been done.
I hope they realize that this is really, really affecting us. And it's affecting the way that we feel towards the administration.
The key is education, unfortunately. Yeah, I know that's a huge part of it. It's just like, it's one thing to say that and another thing entirely to fix that. Because again, we're dealing with the same problem in countries like Norway, Sweden, and Finland. America's educational system is a lot worse than those countries. You know what group of people are very well educated? The Japanese. And yet, the Japanese has been a one-party de facto authoritarian government for like 80 years, where the country keeps going downhill, but then they keep electing the same guys over and over. So, like, it's bad education, it's alienation, it's disenfranchisement, it's apathy, it's so many things. Don't you think the cancer is nationalism? I mean, that's a part of it, but that's only a tiny, tiny part of it, you know? I mean, it's such a bad, I don't know. It seems like it's happening all over. I don't know. Maybe democracy was never going to work. I don't know. It seems like the only time you really get good outcomes through a democracy is right after a period of crisis, and then your country flips a coin. And if you land on the correct side, the crisis period makes everyone lock the fuck in. Everyone's like, okay, shit, that was really bad. We need to fix this. And we now have the national will to power. We have the will to do this, you know? And then they fix it. Like, I'm thinking FDR type stuff, you know? And all the labor organizing that backed him. But on the other hand, you might go, I mean, Great Depression also brought about Hitler, so. But there's also Mexico. Yeah, well, we'll see how this runs out in the long run. Right now, the country that is experiencing the greatest, like, increase to its standard of living, to its development, is China, and they're not doing it with a democracy. I know that China is not socially or politically liberal at all, but in terms of, like, the idea that society can improve, that you can build things, that you can move forward into history, China's, like, the only, not the only country doing it, but, man, they're, like, pretty easily on top of the list. China is unique. Yes, they are. Hitler wasn't a given. Germany could have very well likely become communist. Yeah. If the communists had waited longer and built power throughout the Great Depression and not gotten fucking killed by the SPD, it is possible they might have been the dominant faction. That is what Marx predicted, after all. They thought it was more likely that Germany would become a socialist powerhouse than Russia, certainly. But yeah, that's not how it happened. It didn't go down like that, but they were also Stalinist. When Rosa Luxemburg was killed? Well, look, there were authoritarian tendencies, to be certain, but, like, even when the KPD was killed off by Hitler, to be sure. But, man, I'm sorry, but, like, if we take the lessons learned by Iran, the argument made by the KPD and by the Soviet Union and by Stalin was that they had to be authoritarian because if they weren't, their revolution would be undermined by foreign capital interests. And unfortunately, I can't tell you whether they were right on that, and I certainly won't defend Stalin, but the underlying principle of that argument is objectively correct, 100% correct. Cuba would have fallen a long time ago if it wasn't for Castro being who he was. Sankara only lasted as long as he did because he was willing to make compromises on, you know, association and free expression. I mean, Jesus, Iran. The hardliners in Iran were right. They were never, ever able to, they were never going to be able to get along with America and Israel. Well, they were wrong on that, Messiah, yeah. Employment rates at an all-time low. In China? Oh, no, yeah, I understand their economy is faltering right now. I just mean, like, building towards the future. Let's not do the thing where we try to make a nuanced argument, but then we're assuming, like, total partiality towards a given position. I don't like the Chinese government, and I certainly don't like Stalin. But I do agree, at least right now, with the position that it seems like democracy is more of a affect, an impeding factor that gets in the way of progress because it's been weaponized by the capital class as a way to legitimize their rule, than it is an effect. Because effectually, with an E, what democracy in America? Who wants this? Who the fuck wants any of this? The only reason Trump supporters support what he does is because they think they're on, like, the promised land. They're either going to die soon in the rapture, or they think Trump's going to pull out of his hat like a big win sometime soon. Nobody likes where America is now. Iran's winning very hard. That's true. They had a slogan called After Hitler Our Turn. That's how I feel with Trump. Marx didn't consider how the working class could be technologically captured and removed from their material reality by streamers. I've got bad news. Marx 100% thought about the streamers. Absolutely. He knew. He was a streamer in a kind of way.